Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose to cover a few over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today, we're going to put another installment into the sexual politics aspect of a podcast, calling this one The Cake in the Heat. The Cake in the Heat. I was just having conversation with a lady friend recently. And this lady friend has been dealing with a gentleman who's been kind of inconsistent in his efforts and his connection towards her. Well, I take that back. He's been consistent, but he started off consistent in one manner, and now he's become consistent in another manner. And I was breaking down to her the play-by-play about how the shift in his behavioral pattern was actually his reversion back to his the behavioral pattern that he really has. The young lady understood, but at the same time, She's carrying a lingering frustration about perhaps how she didn't see it, and also a little bit about she still feels this oomph, this connection towards this man. And a part of her kind of wishing that he would basically fulfill or return back to the pattern that he was at. And I was just breaking down to her certain elements that may be at play in between them. The biggest meaning just a certain raw chemistry. Sometimes there are people that come into your life that match your erotic type, and you have this ongoing lingering connection to them that's beyond logic. Some people say the heart wants what it wants. And so that's what it is sometimes, chemistry, especially if you all have had sex with each other or had a good meeting or connection, and that is something that's difficult to let go if the person's other non-sexual parts of themselves are incongruent with the sexual part. And both men and women really, really get caught up on this. Many men and women find themselves making compromises to keep these people in their lives. Many women say, "Oh, yeah, they're not really quite the best on this side, and maybe they even bring a little drama into my life, but I could keep them around for the sexual connection, for the passion, for the feeling alive, the rush of being connected with them. Let me see how I could categorize and keep them." Some people are successful in doing that for a little bit until the person just gets too much on their nerves and other people still try in some way to mature and grow this person or those other sides, or to inspire those other sides of that person to come out and stay out so that they can have a more well-rounded or fulfilling connection with them. And usually they just repeat a cycle. Or if it's not the same person, it's a person of a similar type. They keep repeating the same cycles. And so, from my personal experience, when I was much younger, in my 20s, I had a connection with a girl. And I never really had a chance to get sexual with her. But before I realized, or before I understood the dangers of hanging around a woman for too long without escalating the situation sexually, either to make or break the situation, I was that guy, we were on the verge. We actually went out maybe about 3 different times. But then the one of the last times that we went out on a date, she told me the secret. So what's the secret? Here's how she explained it. She was like, it's like everything is good on paper. All the ingredients are there. But for some reason, there is no cake. I didn't understand it then, and it probably took me 10 years to realize it later. But now I understand. What she was saying is that I had all the attributes that she was looking for in the for the type of man that she wanted to look for, or she should look for, based upon what people were telling her. But there was no cake. There was no embodiment of it all working together to become something beautiful and delicious. The chemistry wasn't there. The heat wasn't there. The fire, the passion wasn't there. Or it never initiated. It's a very, very important component. And it's a very, very delicate component as well. I guess if we look at it in terms of heat, sometimes your situation starts off as a very hot, intense whirlwind of a situation between you and somebody. They become a major inspiration, or underlying lingering thing for your life. And of course, it has it's rooted in sexual connection. You get such a rush, such a release, such a orgasmic bliss with this person. And it's just really intense. Fire. And then there are people that match other aspects of your life. It's not that much of a fire. You finding yourself understanding, trying to make that same fire happen with that person, because the person has all the other attributes that you need or desire, or in your non-sexual practical life. And me personally, I think there's a certain danger in that not being fulfilled or embodied, especially for the woman, and especially longer term relationships, in that aspect. And so what happens is it's either one of the two extremes. It's either the passion and fire is hot, but of course it's short term. It burns out real fast. There's some type of chaotic or irreconcilable situation. But the memory of that lingers on in the hearts and minds of mostly the women who've experienced that. Every once in a while with a guy, you'll be driving down the street and you remember that hot, intense sexual situation that you had with this girl, and you go, ooh, wee, I wonder what she up to. But mostly for the women, because that intensity, that pattern, that experience is something that they set a bar in their mind for. So even with a man who comes who doesn't have that much of an intensity in chemistry, sometimes there's a nagging or longing or ongoing resentment that builds because he doesn't complete that pattern that she is longing for. And she has a hard time maintaining it with him. And so she'll often find other ways to try and relieve herself of trying to get a taste of that rush again. And unfortunately, if the man doesn't pay attention to what's going on, he's oblivious that she's having this suffering in silence because she's used to one thing and she feels stuck in another. And that resentment, that tension is going to build and manifest in some form or fashion that is not going to be favorable to that man or that relationship. Does it happen for the men? Yes. I think it's more dramatic for the women because, again, we live in a society that has certain understandings, certain protections, and even certain privileges for women who are restless and who shift their minds and their hearts at any given moment and can destroy relationships and send relationships and men and the children and the children that they have with these men in a completely different trajectory. And that's why passion, and that's why chemistry, and that's why fire matters. It's better to have an experience in which the fire starts off hot and kind of simmers to a more sustainable level than to have one in which it starts off low and you're trying to find and figure out a way how to make it hotter and stronger. Can it happen? Yes. Is it more likely to happen than for the fire to get intense and then the slow down and get more consistent? Nah, doubt it. I think if that were the case, the connections, sexual connections that we have throughout our lives, the healthy ones, not the malevolent ones, or the forced or coerced ones, but the positive, mutually consensual ones that we have, they will help facilitate a better society of relationships. And we can't be in denial that we're having a relationship or a long-term relationship crisis in our society. Or else it wouldn't reflect so much in our art and entertainment and media and however you want to call it. In our family dynamics, definitely. Not in our family dynamics. But here we are. And this is something I just wanted to lay on you guys' minds. Go backtrack through all the connections you've had with people. Backtrack how the passion played out in it. Backtrack how you behaved or acted to try to sustain that passion in spite of the person's personality or character, and how it played into your subsequent relationships? Was it something that eventually broke or strained your relationship situation with the next person? Was the next person the exact reflection of the person or the people before? It's real. And only those who had a resolve to kind of really unpack that and see how it played out, and the decision on how to basically manage their appetites with people who may not have as much chemistry, and to find fulfillment in those types of relationships, or to simply accept that you need that passion in a variety in their life, and therefore not try to present yourself as someone who is fine having either a monogamous or a more committal situation with anybody. I think both of those are great routes of integrity when it comes to this, and also less damaging to other people that come around. Think about that. Marinate on it and see how that can be best used in your life. Again, this is another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.